Yeah, the Steve Goss. Friday's rolled around again, and so is Mara Davis, who is about to roll out her selections from this weekend's concert calendar. We refer to it as Mara's Music Mix, as you know. Mara, good to see you again.
I'll tell you what, I rolled in, and I saw Steve, and he has Girl Scout cookies, and I thought that maybe he'd share them with me. And I was like, oh, look, Steve's got some cookies. And he was like, yeah, I do.
Yeah,
well, and he put him in the car. Do not mess with Steve's Thin Mints.
All right, let's move on.
All right. Japandroids are coming to the Variety Playhouse tonight, and this is going to be a hot show. Their new album is called Near to the Wild Heart of Life. Now, this is just a couple of guys that make a lot of noise, and their shows have been getting rave reviews. As a matter of fact, people have described their show as like the last time they're ever going to play, as in they give it, you know, so much gusto.
You know, this band, for the first couple of years, they were going nowhere, and they decided, well, let's do an album, we'll produce it ourselves, we'll release it ourselves, but after that, let's just quit. And they were about to quit, and this indie label came along and said, we'll do the album for you. And they put it out, Post Nothing, was it? And everything changed.
And a cool name, too.
Yeah, Japandroids.
I like it. Yeah. Japandroids at the Variety Playhouse tonight.
At aisle five tonight is a band with a lead singer who is just, I can't describe her.
You like it, don't you?
She is.
Hot.
Look at all the categories you look for in a powerful singer. Presence on stage, and Dorothy is one of them.
Yeah, so Dorothy, you know, she's the lead singer of the band, Dorothy Martin. And she's pretty much the whole package, Steve. She's got the look, she's got the sound, she can dance, she's hot, she's got the makeup, the glam rock. They're signed to Roc Nation, which is Jay-Z's label.
Mm-hmm. You go to the show, think about this when you see her on the stage and her incredibly dynamic performance and presence. She used to struggle with stage fright, and she got over it. And now she's 180 degrees in the other direction.
Because there ain't no church in the wild.
You know, Barbara Streisand has stage fright, too.
Van Morrison.
There you go.
Yeah, all sorts of great performers.
Not me or you.
Not
here
yet.
We are. Okay. Somebody pay attention to us.
People wish we would have, but we don't.
That's Dorothy at aisle five tonight. Steve, what do you think about this? A country band trying to follow in the footsteps of Lady Gaga. No, this is for real. The band Perry, they've taken on Lady Gaga's creative director, and they are debuting their new album, Welcome to My Bad Imagination, and they're doing little pop-up shows.
And their sound on this new album is not really country. It's more pop music, which is kind of weird because, you know, we talk about pop artists and rock artists who decide, well, I'm going to go country now. Well, here's a country band that's going to go in the other direction. So we'll see how that turns out.
It worked for Taylor Swift. Maybe it'll work for the band Perry.
I just want to stay in the dark. Turn off all the lights.
That's the band Perry playing at Terminal West on Sunday night. Steve, I know you know I've watched pretty much every episode of Oprah, and I still miss it to this day. I just do. But when Winona was on with Naomi and, you know, Ashley and the sisters, they just couldn't get it together. This family is so fascinating. Winona is coming back and she's performing. She's got a full band, Winona and her big noise. And, you know, she's got a sassy attitude, you know, big hair and a beautiful voice. I mean, can you imagine growing up with your mom? You know, your mom is Naomi Judd and Judd's going on tour. I mean, this is just, you know, I love this country drama. That's Winona at the Buckhead Theater on Sunday night.
Baby boy.